I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com is where you find them online. Your clear home improvement choice. Let's get to some audio from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn. It seems like he might be getting a little bit testy about facing all of these questions about Terry McLaurin and his hold in with the Commanders.
Dan, just to clarify, will we see Terry today out here doing anything?
Not at the practice portion. He had a big part of the run that went along today. I'm not going to play Where's Waldo, guys, all right, moving forward. So just so we're clear on that. So Terry's return to play format is no different than any of the other players. And so I'm not jumping at you, Ben, but I wanted to make sure, like, the next question doesn't go down this line. He's healthy, which is now a good step to, like, getting closer to being back on the field. So you'll see that earlier than later. I don't have a date circled on my whiteboard in my office, this day for him. But, yeah, the good news, we're getting closer to that for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
Waldo reference? I kind of like that from Dan Quinn.
It's an awkward situation. These guys got to ask. They got to find out, at least get obligatory question, and they're sick of answering.
Yeah.
You know, I do find it weird the way they dance around it. Like, he's doing everything like all the other guys, but then he's really not. Because
it's you know,
except for running reps.
Yeah.
It's like they're ignoring the whole contract situation.
They're trying to ignore that.
Oh, he's been out. His ankle. His ankle.
No. But now they've taken that veil off, but... he's doing his conditioning like everybody else, and his return to play is like everybody else, except it's not, because he's not returning. He's just running around with the guys in shorts. I think it was Kevin Sheehan that said his people are telling him that they've about had it with Team Terry, and that includes the agent, just everything, the whole situation. I think Nikki Chavala yesterday, she had some more clarification, and she reported that the ask is, in fact, more than DK Metcalf, whenever that is. So, that may be guaranteed money. It may be just total value. She doesn't know, but he considers himself better, and that, you know, he had such a big year. He's been a leading receiver every year for this team. And then I thought it was somewhat revealing that I think it was Nikki also that reported that they've kind of come to a conclusion in their head that they're not going to go above 27, maybe 28. And so therein lies the rub.
So I want to move my personal Terry-o-meter.
Yes, where would you put
it? It's only a day. I was at 70 yesterday.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to move into the yellow. I would put it at 59%.
Oh, that's...
The yellow, EB, because I just saw some stats this morning that Terry could point to, and he might be willing to roll the dice on the first game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was our pal, Big Keith, who had sent me a text, and he said 70% week one. If they lose, he'll be there by week two, like the Commanders will cave.
Mm-hmm.
And if they win, then he's kind of screwed. Then he'll have to cave. But the statistics, which I saw this morning, and it just flashed before my eyes, and I tried to write them down as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But it was touchdown interception ratio to McLaurin for Jaden Daniels, and then touchdown interception ratio to every other receiver. So to McLaurin, it was 12-1.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good percentage.
To the other receivers, it was 7-4.
Mm-hmm.
And then QBR, these are targets to McLaurin only, 91. And then to the other donks, 69. Stark difference.
Now, is that just a wide receiver?
I think so. It flashed really quick. Okay. It was up there for like 2 seconds and I jotted it down. But... that's the difference between him throwing the deep balls to Terry McLaurin, who was tracking them and getting these contested catches last year, versus throwing to the other receivers. It's a pretty damn stark difference.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of jumps off the page, but I still don't think that that's going to be enough to sway the Commanders to sweeten their deal. They seem pretty entrenched
in
their position.
I've been saying this for a while, and I botched the Eugene Shen thing, but I think they've got numbers, people, and they are stuck in those numbers. And Terry's making an emotional appeal.
I think
like,
also, too, if those are the numbers that they're going by, even if they were to lose and the offense looks subpar against the Giants in week one, I don't think that all of a sudden makes them just ball up their process and throw it in the trash and say, okay, now we're just going to cave because we had a poor showing in week one.
Maybe
I don't
not
see that happening.
Maybe not, but maybe Terry and his agent Buddy Baker think that they could panic, you know. And Terry's making an emotional appeal. He's talked about his service here, and he's been a leader and done all the right things, and he feels like he should kind of get paid for the past.
Well,
and the Commanders are looking at his age, saying you're turning 30 in a couple of weeks.
I think that tact may have worked with the previous regime. It's not working with the current one.
But let's say they lose in the opener. There might be a little bit of panic that sets in. Let's say they look at the film and guys aren't getting open. And then maybe Josh. Look, he was in the tunnel the last preseason game, high-fiving the fans.
Sure.
He's a fan at heart. So he could come in and be like, hey, the fans are turning against us. We got to do what's right.
He's a fan, but he's also a businessman and a very good businessman. And I don't think at the first sign of adversity, if Terry misses week one, which I don't think he will, but if he did and the offense looked poor, I don't think all of a sudden they're just going to say, okay, now we're going to give you $34 million a year, or we're going to give you $70 million guaranteed, which we weren't willing to give you just a few days ago.
So you're still at 100% that he's going to play? All right. 100%. Let me ask you this. When will he have to return to practice to play in the first game?
I would think he would have to have at least 1 week of practice.
All right. So he can still hold out next week after the final preseason game.
Remember when Peters was in San Francisco, Brandon Ayuk reached agreement on his deal, I believe it was August 29th or August 30th. It was super late.
Okay.
I mean, we still have...
Could he reach an agreement on September 3rd and still play for you?
I mean, that's butting up really close, because September 3rd, then you got 4 days till the game. How many real practices would they have between September 3rd and September 7th?
One? Probably two, maybe.
One, maybe two?
Let me ask you this. Don't you think... When I actually heard, okay, they're asking for essentially more than DK, but let's just say DK, and then they're willing to go to 27-28. I'm kind of surprised that the Commanders are willing to go that far. Take the 28. Get them on that 28 and just come back and take this message that I took a little less than what I think I'm worth, than what I know I'm worth, because I want to win a Super Bowl this season. Because I don't want to do anything to hurt this team's chances. I think we're a special team, and I want to give us every opportunity to win.
If I were Terry,
you could take
his camp,
that message.
I might be willing to do that as long as you guarantee me 2 years at that number. If you guarantee me 2 years,
right,
28 plus, 28 and a half,
56 gets million,
me to 57, 58 million. If you get me in that neighborhood,
well, 28 plus 28 is 56.
Yeah. If you get me around there,
you give me 56 guaranteed. I've accepted your number, but you GM me up on it. And I go with the message that I took less. I didn't want to protract this anymore. I don't want to deprive the fans of what we've been working so hard for. I love this team.
I might push for $60 million because that's what DK Metcalf got. Like, if I'm Terry and I think I'm better than DK Metcalf, then
I understand. I'm sure he is.
It's going to be hard for me to swallow signing for $4 million.
But at some
less.
Point, you got to say, okay, I got $105 million over my last two contracts. Like, this is, I'm good. I'm leaving a little
I
on the table.
I think he and his agent are overplaying their hand at this point.
Yeah, I'm leaving a little on the over the table, you know, whatever, on the table. But, you know, I think you could spin this in a way and get everybody back on your side. If it dares get to the point where he says, you know what, just to spite them, I'm going to sit out 2 weeks. That's going to get really ugly, and I do think the fan base will turn against Terry.
I will adjust the Terry-o-meter down, my personal one, if he's not on the practice field. What's today, the 21st? If he's not on the practice field by a week from today, then the Terry-o-meter
it's bleak.
Starts going down precipitously.
Yeah, then it's bleak.
Then it's going into at least the light green, if not the yellow.
Yeah. I don't think... Yeah.
Because he can't just agree to a deal on September 5th and play on September 7th?
No.
No. I guess he could if he's running.
No.
He's an established veteran, but he's just not.
No.
He hasn't been in any of the preseason.
It's not even
action.
Fair to the guys that have been grinding. It's not even fair to the guys.
Well, I'm not so concerned about being fair to the guys. He's the best receiver on the team.
Yeah, but
there's a pecking order.
There is, and he gets a lot of benefit of doubt, but I'm telling you, Cakes, if a guy just falls out of the sky.
I don't care about being fair to Michael Gallup, personally, or Noah Brown. Noah Brown never sees a practice field, and he's under contract.
I'm being extreme. If he signs like 2 days before the opener,
I'm not crazy about it because that's just begging for him to pull a hamstring,
begging for him to get it,
have a soft tissue injury.
And I honestly just don't think it's fair to the other guys that have been putting in the work.
That I don't care about. I want to get my best players on the field, even if they're not at 100%.
If he's not there, who's lining up as the 1-2? Debo, obviously.
I mean, it's got to be.
Let's say Noah Brown's hurt. I would imagine it would have been Noah Brown.
Debo's not going to run Terry routes. I mean, Debo's going to run Debo routes.
So who's running? Jalen Lane?
Well, they've tried him. They've had KJ Osborne out there. They've had Moore out there.
Those are the guys. It's not great. They don't have a lot to pick from.
Right, and that's what he's using as leverage. And that's what he's probably going to take to the brink. But I hope.
I think they were actually running McCaffrey in the McLaurin slot during the last preseason game.
I think they've tried a lot of them.
And none of them look like Terry.
And none of them, yeah.
None of them you would mistake for Terry McLaurin.
Right. The only one that it's popped a little bit has been Lane. And I don't think they really expect him to catch a lot of balls.
All right. I go by our lads. Depth charts, I think those are better than anything else on the planet. They have Chris Moore as his backup. They have Ja'Cory Brooks as the next backup. And then they have Noah Brown opposite Terry McLaurin. McCaffrey as Brown's backup. Gallup after him.
I just know in the first drive.
Debo, obviously.
I know in the first drive of the preseason game, it was McCaffrey lined up. I was a little focused on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just hope that he has a date in his brain where he knows this is like kind of like my fold date. Like this is where I
the
fold my cards.
If
you don't want to sign and you want to hold out and try to get that big deal next year, fine. But I hope he has that date that's like at least 2 weeks before the opener. If it's like Cakes' scenario, a day or two before the opener, that's terrible.
I mean, 2 weeks before the opener is basically this Sunday.
Well, I'll take your date of next week after the preseason game.
August 28th.
I'll take
Mark that date on your calendar.
Just seems to be par for the course because we're focused on Terry McLaurin because we're here in D.C., but Trey Hendrickson's situation hasn't moved. Micah Parsons' situation hasn't moved.
Yeah, and those are
Cameron Hayward in Pittsburgh. I don't believe that situation's moved.
Those are terrible situations. You know?
But I'm going to imagine that a few of these guys are going to strike deals.
I think that there should be enough there to bridge that gap that, okay, they're not going to give you that. I mean, isn't it obvious they're not going to give you I don't think there's a scenario in the world unless Debo and two other guys all went down in the week one or something and then they just had literally nothing. I don't think they're going to give him what he's asking for. So what they're offering I think sounds fair, actually, if that's in fact true. If they're willing to go to 28, which was what Keim reported last week. If they're willing to go to 28, just get in there and then just spin it. Spin it like a mug. Make yourself out to be the greatest guy that you took less than your value for the betterment of the team. I think you could save face here.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett & Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Time is a ticking, though, man. There's not a lot of time left.
Yeah, but they're sick of it. We're sick of it. Everyone's sick of it. And I don't know. I'm getting the sense. You're kind of getting the sense that Terry doesn't care. He's just so prideful. He doesn't care that other people are upset. You know how hard it must be to hold out when all your boys are there? And on some level, I'm sure some of them are asking him, hey, dude, man, you know, When are we going to see you, bud?
Right.
That's hard. It's hard. You're missing games.
Are you losing faith in the Jaden quote where he said he's going to be coming through that door soon?
I mean, I haven't thought about much. First I heard of it was yesterday when
you
told me.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that means that Jaden knows something. But I don't know, man. It doesn't look great right now. Everyone's frustrated.
Still standing on 100% of him being there week one as of right now. But that number can definitely shift backwards if he's not on the field in about a week. Got about 7 days.
I mean, it's really dumb to miss game checks.
Well, that's why I don't think he's going to miss that.
That's money you're never going to recoup.
Yeah, you're never going to get it back. All right, when we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Ziggy Marley and Burning Spear at Pier 6 Pavilion. We'll also discuss where's the best landing spot for Anthony Richardson now that he has lost his starting gig with the Indianapolis Colts. We'll be right back.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.